The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Junk's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Team 980, 910 The Fan. If you're listening in Richmond, VA, thanks for doing that. And Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junk's. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. So tonight is the annual Odyssey Company holiday party.
Mm-hmm.
It's being held at MGM National Harbor, I believe in the Bellagio room. Should be a fun time. But I believe I'm the only representative from the entire Junk Show attending.
Yes, you are.
I think I'm the Junk Show ambassador.
Good. You're a good company man.
For the holiday festivities, for the party tonight.
And I hope you enjoy driving on the Beltway in a rainstorm.
Well, that part I'm not going to enjoy.
That's going to suck.
Conservatively, if I leave my house at 4 or 4:15, I think I'm going to be on the Beltway for a good hour and 40 minutes.
Why don't you make it a date night? Why don't you get your boy to give you a room?
I mean, I could do that, but like we both have to work in the morning.
Yeah, but you're going to get up anyway. Anytime you stay there, you usually have to work.
We need a dog sitter. Got to have the kids watch the dog.
Mm-hmm. A dog. What a pain in the ass.
Love the dog. But if you stay overnight, you got to have somebody watch after the dog.
Right.
Correct.
We'll probably just go to the party, hang out, have a drink, have a libation.
Have some food.
Grab a plate of food.
You get Amy. What is Amy like?
She's not a big drinker.
Like she's not like a Miller Lite girl or anything like that?
No.
Glass of wine, maybe?
Absolutely not. She probably hasn't had a Miller Lite
since college.
Mm. So if she dabbles with beer every once in a while,
right?
Usually in the summertime, she'll get a Corona with a lime, and she'll sample a Surfside, but she's not a big drinker.
Right.
Prosecco. She likes a glass of Prosecco.
You like a Prosecco?
So maybe we'll get her that. I'll grab a beer. We'll grab a plate. And I probably have to leave by like 7:30.
Yeah.
Because it's a school night. It's a work night.
Yeah, of course.
I'm just hoping I'm not spending 2 hours out of the Beltway trying to get there. Because that will stink. If that's the case.
Well, like Jason says, when it's raining, it just gets a little bit more convoluted.
Well, and it's rush hour.
There'd be more accidents.
Because when I leave at 3 p.m. or 2:30 to go for the Cakes Classic, if I leave from my house, it's a standard hour.
Mm.
Even if it's the best weather conditions possible. It just takes an hour to get there.
I would add a half hour, minimum.
So tonight's going to be,
I do think
it's going to be a 90-minute soul-sucking battle.
I do think it's nice that they're letting spouses again.
That is nice, yeah, sure.
I think there were a few years
there were a few leaner years where they're like, it's just the employees, no spouses.
As always, I do think it's a bit of a show that Jason
goes to another company's holiday party.
I did that once. I did that one year.
You know why I'm doing it. I'm doing it for my daughter. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go to it.
I know,
me.
But you did it before your daughter even worked there. You've gone to like five straight.
Well,
you're going
to
get them.
We
I haven't gone to five straight.
We had to go see Mark Robert and Richard Ahn.
He's there more than the CEO.
And they're also a big sponsor, so I feel a little obligated.
What about the people that pay your paycheck?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm working. I'm earning my paycheck. I don't have to go to a company party and sit. It would take me longer than Cakes to get to MGM from where I live than it would from Cakes from Olney.
Yeah.
It would be a two-hour trek.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it was on a weekend or we had off tomorrow, that's a different story. But 99.9% of the people that are going to be at that party don't get up at 4 a.m.
That's true. I think I've gone to 97% of them.
Mm-hmm.
I just think this one I might not make.
This one you might be sitting out.
Now,
I think I've gone to literally.
Hold on, Drab, are you going?
I could still be talked into it by Mike Marr.
Oh, he's not going either.
But hold on. I'm not going to another company's party tomorrow at the wharf. You can't use a traffic excuse when you're doing it tomorrow.
Yeah, I believe I'm only doing it. I told you why I'm doing it.
It is further.
I feel obligated because my daughter wants me to go.
Yeah. What do you mean further? I feel like it's further. It's a little more on the beltway than here. Even though it's only a few miles,
it's still
going
to take me a while to get to the wharf.
Hey, Ricky, wait until you see the parking prices at the wharf.
Oh, I remember last year.
Not inexpensive.
Believe me, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. I wish my wife and daughter would just go by themselves.
Right.
But I'm getting guilted into it. I don't feel guilty one bit not going to Odyssey Party. Back-to-back nights in the city? Yep. No thanks.
Right.
So.
They usually have good food there.
Well, hold on. Bickle's not going.
I go to 98.
Valdez isn't going.
Nobody gave me a hard time. I go
JP's
to
not
almost
going. JP's
everything.
On vacation and he's not going.
Right.
He doesn't even have to get up.
I'm telling you, I'm not sure I've missed more than two or three in 28 years.
You're a better company man than me.
That's a fact.
Yeah, I agree.
Just, I don't know.
I think the last one I went to, it was... I think it was when, I can't remember what hotel it was, but it was on a weekend.
Okay.
It wasn't during the week.
Right.
And I think we were doing nights.
It might have been CBS Radio.
I think we were probably doing nights.
You're probably
right. Remember the first one we ever went to, you and I were fanboying it up with Gary Clark. We talked to Gary Clark for like an hour.
Yeah. I do remember that. I think that's the last one I went to.
That was cool.
He liked us, too.
Well, because we paid attention to him. Yeah, everybody likes it when you pay attention to him.
Yeah, you're jocking him.
Right? We're jocking him.
Yeah, you're kissing his ass.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I don't know. Christmas parties are always good. Everyone's always in a good mood. Everyone's all festive.
Usually people are, should be a good time.
Yeah.
I'm just dreading the drive there. Once I'm there, it'll be fine. I mean, it's MGM. It's my home away from home.
Right.
Like, it's the place I spend third most time.
Yeah, you're there a couple times a month.
One. Here, regrettably, two. MGM National Harbor, three.
What I'm dreading, and I keep saying it, and I'm sorry I'm saying it, I'm being honest, I'm dreading the Altcast. And we have a meeting today.
We do have a meeting this afternoon.
Right?
Well,
so now,
right when the show is over.
You could say, stop saying that. Well, it's also a way to generate some interest. But the fact is, I am dreading it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And we have a meeting today.
Correct.
And I don't know. I guess they're going to have a few guests lined up for us.
I would assume.
And
I hope they have six.
If people have ideas of what we should talk about, hit us up, tweet us. Because I don't know what we're going to do for 2.5 hours when you're not really supposed to talk about the game, but you're there for the game, but you're not really supposed to talk about the game.
It's going to be impossible not to talk about the game, especially if you have cash on it, which I will.
Yeah, we can wager on the game. Hopefully our bets come through.
100%.
Why don't you guys come sit out and be on the Altcast and be on camera and just look there. Look stupid.
You going to give us your paycheck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they are paying us.
They are paying us.
They are paying us. Why do you think we're doing it?
Right.
Exposure. We need more exposure.
I'd sit there with my pants down for that money.
Yeah.
It'd be like Drab's OnlyFans.
Yeah. If you want to sit in for me, I'll give you that money.
I don't think they want Drab t-shirt.
Why? You talk
as
much.
They like the big sillies. And I'm helping produce it. I already got a job.
That's right.
Where are you producing
from? All right, Valdez, if you want to go, I'll pay you the money.
Yeah. You're going to actually be there.
Yeah, yeah. I've been helping plan this.
He's going to be overseeing.
Right.
He's like a liaison.
How do you think I booked Rob Langway's coming on the show?
Rob Langway.
Rob Langway, stupid.
Rob Langway.
Robert Langway. Rod.
How dare you? Right, that's so a Capitals legend.
So we're going to have Rod Langway.
Yeah, number what five.
P.K. Subban is coming on.
P.K. Subban, yeah. We're going to talk about his old girl.
Ooh, that might rick him, but we can bring it up.
The skier.
You know what? Bring it up. I can't wait to hear what he says.
Yeah.
I think we're doing JP's playing trivia. They want to hear
what?
Yeah, they like dollar
JP's doing trivia?
Well, they really want you guys to kind of... set the story of the junkies up.
Oh, that's
you know what? If that's the case,
a little bit.
Tell the story of how junkies. We started.
I know, but it's a different audience.
The junk's origin story.
Hey, you know what? You guys just sit there. Have JP Reed still barking.
a little bit.
You know what? That'd be fine.
That's pretty funny.
No, have him read it. Just sit there.
Like he's
sit there, collect your paycheck, and have him read it.
Yeah. Hey, trust me, if things start getting lean. Maybe he will do that. We'll have to see how things
can
go.
Can we make it interactive? Can we take calls?
No.
Why not?
I don't think they do that.
Who cares what they do?
I don't even know if they even have the technology to do
that. They do. We're having guests call in.
Oh, the guests are Zooming in.
All right. Well,
there's got to be a way.
Have
no,
listeners.
No. We're not taking calls. On the
like a telethon.
I think is it open
all cast Saturday?
I mean, you do anything not to talk.
It's not anything not to talk. I don't mind talking. I talk all the time. Give me something to talk
about. All
right,
let me ask you this. Can we talk about other sports?
You can talk. Pitch it today. Tell them you want to talk football during the hockey outcast. See what they say. I don't know.
I mean, if they don't want us to talk about hockey, we can talk about other sports.
Hey, you know what we're going to talk about?
We break down the freaking
You're going to talk about how
Commander
much you enjoy fits in the tantrums at the steampunk party.
I'm not going to see them.
Well, you might not, but you know what? Make it up.
No chance.
Act like you saw them.
Okay.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, they were great.
Play along.
All right, so hold on. Rod Langway, P.K. Subban.
Yeah, some trivia, some old stories. I think in the third period, they do want you guys to focus more on the game.
Okay.
Especially if it's close.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like the All-Star game. You goof around for the first while, and then if it gets serious at the end,
okay, we can lock in. Lock in.
Yeah, but this
Hopefully the Caps are pwning them by the third period. Just jock the Caps.
The perspective from this room is it's embarrassing what you guys are doing. You guys are big sillies, and you're just so intimidated by a red light on a camera.
It's out of our comfort zone.
No, I know. It's because
it makes
hockey.
Me think less of you guys.
It's out
I
of our comfort zone.
You guys are super talented. You could do anything.
You could do anything.
I guess
put
it's
your
just
mind
not the
it.
Case.
I'm not that worried about it. Like, there's a lot
Except
of,
for
there's
cakes.
A lot of
cakes.
Worrying going on. Like, we're just going to do a junk show with the Caps game on in the background.
Hey, you should wear your rings,
we're going to talk
too.
About the game.
No, but that's different. It's different. It's a different comfort zone because this is our comfort zone right here.
Yeah.
It sitting at the desk, just, looking at each other.
There's going to be a sofa. It's a sofa.
Yeah, it's going to be a chill atmosphere.
Yeah, but dude, I'll tell you what.
There's 500 monitors, and there's lights that are brighter than friggin' Nats
you know,
Park.
There's cameras in here. I disrespect them every day.
I'm not worried about the
less.
Cameras.
Right. The cameras there are a little bit bigger than this.
Understood.
All right. I'm not worried about the cameras. That's Jason's worry. I'm worried about talking about hockey
content.
For 4 hours.
They don't
that's
want you
I'm
to talk about hockey for 4 hours. That's the that's Joey and Locker's
job. You'll be okay. It'll be okay. JP won't be able to shut up. It'll be fine.
Yeah, he's gonna be off and running.
Yeah, this is JP's wheelhouse.
He's
in front of a camera, telling your origin story.
He's gonna be flaming the audience for 3 hours.
But I die inside when he does that.
Yeah, but you're gonna die inside with a paycheck coming your way. So it's all there are trade offs.
All right,
a little piece
what
of you dies.
Idea of like a tailgate.
It's not worth the money.
Was that just fake enthusiasm? When I said maybe we should do like some cooking or
you, know, oh, you want to do a cooking show on your old cast?
Yeah. You remember I suggested that? They
like Emerald.
The idea. Yeah. Hold on.
I don't remember that.
You don't?
Maybe we're doing four of these. Maybe for the next one.
Four?
you signed up for four of them, Rick.
Two, I thought.
The word was two.
Two Caps, two Wizards.
Yeah, I didn't sign any contract. All right, hold on.
Oh, I think you did.
Yeah, you're the only one who can DocuSign.
He signed something?
That's not a con. I mean, that's I just I signed mean, that so they could pay me.
Yeah, we're not forced to do four.
I do.
Isn't that a point of a contract?
No, it's
what are they going to do? What if we decide, we're not doing four, we're doing three? What are they going to do? Fire us? That's fine with me.
I think it's great. I know this is not my wheelhouse.
I agree.
I have a small wheelhouse.
All right. You're going to come on. You're going to talk about your tooth. You're going to talk about Connor.
You want me to talk about my tooth?
Whatever else interests you.
Connor.
All right. I got tooth shtick.
Yeah. Yeah. Got plenty talk of that. Cornell hoops.
Yeah. I can talk about Cooper.
Oh, Cooper.
I can talk about Coop.
That's the way I'm looking at it. We're just going to do the junk show, although it's going to be it'll be abbreviated.
That's what we're going to be doing.
It's not going to be 4 hours.
No.
It's going to be 2.5.
Hopefully they're never going to commercial. They just play.
You know, do EP.
They go to commercial all the time.
Yeah. Have you ever watched the Caps game? They go to commercials all the time.
They go to commercial at the intermission.
No, they got TV timeouts. And
all right.
Hold on. You think they just play a hockey period and never stop?
I don't really pay attention, Cakes. I mean, maybe one or two.
Do they not stop in NBA games?
One or two. One or two breaks per intermission, per period.
There's more than that.
They got at least 3 to 4. They got TV timeouts all over the place.
Plenty of breaks.
We'll get through it.
It's a lot of worrying happening in this room.
You can't take for... I've been down this road before where the junks think they can do something like it's no big deal. And then all of a sudden you're on stage and your pants are around your ankles.
Dude, we're not stepping in front of like a Silicon Valley symposium and talking about like artificial intelligence. Like
talking hockey for 3 hours is equivalent to that for me.
Okay, again, you're missing the point. We're not there to talk hockey for 3 hours. That's not why they're bringing us in.
Okay. All right. All right.
If Caps fans want nuts and bolts hockey, they're going to tune into Joe B and Locker on the mothership.
All right.
If they want root canal,
it's going to be Junks P1 watching.
Turn it over to us.
Peter from Merck is just going to watch.
Just bring a bottle of Listerine and gargle throughout the show.
Yeah, you know what? Bring some garlic. Show everyone how you chew garlic.
No.
Yes, you wanted a food
if you guys all try it with me. If you guys all try Drabby, you try it.
What are we trying?
Garlic.
Oh. Whoever, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's a great idea. It's a great bit.
Yeah, I'm not just gonna throw garlic.
Not your thing.
It is reprehensible.
I would never do that.
My coffee breath is reprehensible this morning. I smell it. Anyway, all right. Listen, part of it, I am hyping it up a little bit to promote it.
Yeah.
But part of it is also, I don't know what's gonna come out of my mouth.
But if we're lucky, one of your bicuspids comes out of your mouth.
That word is.
It's one of your teeth. Don't you have bicuspids and molars and incisors?
I've heard of all of those.
Eventually,
I've
one
never
will.
Never heard of a
You've
bicuspid.
Never heard of a bicuspid?
Yep. Which one is that?
I can't tell you which tooth. I think these are your incisors, so it's not that. I'm going to go with like these middle teeth might be your bicuspid.
I think I might be missing
one. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure.
I think that might be the one that's deteriorating.
See, we can talk about this. We can fill 5 minutes with talking about molars and bicuspids.
All right. I'm going to have my dentist call in.
Yeah. Or have your dentist come in like during the show.
Can we do shtick can we shoot on each other with plastic pucks? Like, you know, when you watch like on Inside NBA or whatever, they're shooting baskets.
You want a goal and like a floor hockey
Look,
bit?
If they want to set up the.
Do you know what I'm saying?
If they want to set up the promotion that they do during Caps games where they give you like 20 plastic pucks and then they've got 9 lit up squares inside the goal and we have to wrist shot them all.
A butt's nice to do that.
Oh, I would do that in a heartbeat. I don't know if that's plausible or doable.
How about if we play Sega Genesis hockey?
Play Blades of Steel.
and while we're doing it, and we're just like talking trash.
You know what? Addicted
These
to
are
that.
All ideas we can pitch at the meeting in about an hour and 40 minutes.
All right,
coming up a bit later, actually in about 20 minutes, Ben Volin will join us from the Boston Globe. We'll talk NFL with him. And we're going to get a visit from Demoris Smith, former executive director of the NFLPA. He'll be in studio with us in the 9 o'clock hour, so keep listening. It's a good morning.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pretty to be a Washington Nationals fan. As they won the draft lottery yesterday, they're going to pick number one overall in the 2025 MLB draft. They had a 10.2% chance of getting the number one pick. They got it. They hopped up from the projected fourth spot to number one. How pumped are you as a Nats fan that they'll be picking number one overall for, I believe it's now the third time in franchise history? 800-636-1067. You're welcome to call us and weigh in on the MGM National Harbor listener lines about the Nats' good fortune and good luck.
Well, look, Nats fans don't know anything about these prospects. I mean, unless you're just a baseball geek and you watch clips of high schoolers. But Ethan Holloway is projected as the top prospect in the amateur draft in 2025. Who knows if the Nats will take him, but he's a high school infielder, third baseman slash shortstop from Stillwater High School in Oklahoma. His brother, Jackson, was the number one overall pick in 2022, and he hit the bigs this year. Of course, the dad is Matt Holliday, who was a big-time hitting first baseman for the Cardinals. So it's the bloodlines are there if they decide to take Ethan Holliday, but just the fact that they've got the number one pick, you got to be a little excited.
No, I think so. I mean,
he's still, even if they took Ethan Holliday, I mean, he's still 3 to 5 years away. I would think that Nats fans are looking at this year going, all right, who is Mike Rizzo going to sign, or who is he able to sign, courtesy of the Lerner's pocketbooks? Well, can they go out and get some power hitting, either a first baseman, maybe a third baseman, maybe another outfielder, to help them win this year as opposed to the last few years where they're rebuilding?
All right, let me throw out a possibility then.
Yeah.
Because we all agree, and we played the audio earlier. Valdez, you want to cue it up for people just getting in their cars? You can play it in a minute.
Yep.
Of Rizzo talking to MLB, and he's talking about now it's time to hit the gas, not the brakes, right? Mm-hmm. It's time to go all in. Basically, mm-hmm. like really, that we need to start bolstering this lineup. Takes the pressure off the young guys.
Yep. I hope he's right.
What if you say, you know what? Ethan Holliday is a great player, but we need some help sooner rather than later. Draft the best college prospect that fits your needs one overall, because it's going to be a quicker track in all likelihood.
Yeah.
For a college guy, a proven college stud. And you go, you know what? Ethan Holliday is going to be a stud, but like you said, we got Brady House. We got all these guys that we believe in.
Mm-hmm.
This organization needs some more immediate help from studs and take the best college stud. It's going to be, you know, sometimes those guys can come up in September, the first year.
Could that be Jay Slaviolette, who's an outfielder from Texas A&M, 6'6", 230 pounds?
What do you think of that idea, Dravy? Thinking outside the box a little bit. No? You hate it?
I mean, I don't hate it, but
what if they're like a 3 or 4 prospect, you know? Like,
as long as they don't take a nubs player to try to give them less money, like they baseball teams like to do,
right?
And they take the best prospect available and pay him his slot money.
Did you hurt your neck?
No.
You're not turning. You're just like only looking at cakes.
Then I trust Rizzo to draft the best player available. But teams like the Pirates and all these White Sox will take the 4th best prospect all the time.
No. I'm not doing it for that. I'm doing it because you just
I'm taking Ethan Holliday if he's the best prospect.
You are.
Yeah.
But what if the other guys they're not markedly different and they can help you sooner?
Like, I'd want the best player, no matter what. Even if it takes longer for him to get to the bigs.
I would trust their scouts.
Well, I just say this. Baseball guys, there's a wide variation, maybe more so than any of the other sports. That my interpretation from watching from afar is that guy could go 1 or he could go 15. Like, it's a wide range. It's kind of like the eye of the beholder with baseball. Because you have so many younger guys, college guys, pitchers, hitters. You know, it's not always we know 1 through 3 or 1 through 5.
Well, they said if this was last year's draft, Ethan Holliday probably would have went number one.
He would have.
Yeah. I'm not saying things can't change, but.
Yeah. So last year's, are they pooping on last year's draft or are they hyping him up?
I think they're hyping him up.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, I mean, Skeens he's a beast.
Oh, you think he would have gone over Skeens?
No,
that's right.
That was 2023.
Yeah.
Oh, who was 24?
Oh, Bazana, the kid from second baseman from Oregon State.
Oregon State, yeah.
He wouldn't have gone over Skeens,
no,
I don't think.
No. Not drafting him if he's a Boris guy. Sorry, if I'm Rizzo, I can't deal with Boris guys anymore.
Interesting, because you know it's only a 5 or 6 year plan once he gets to the big leagues,
right?
Or whatever.
Plus, Boris kind of boned me with Strauss. I don't want to be in the Boris business.
So you're avoiding you're avoiding Scott Boris clients.
I don't want to be in the
Boris. Too many sillies.
Is Jackson Holliday a Boris client?
I think so. So
I'll look it up.
Don't quote me on it.
Because if he is, I would assume that Ethan Holliday is going to be a Boris client.
Mm-hmm.
But just in terms of this year, I would think that, and we're going to play Rizzo here in a second because he was on MLB Network talking about it. But for this year, they've got to go out and make some moves where they get some veterans who can hit the ball out of the ballpark, and let Nats fans know, all right, we're done this total rebuild, and we want to win now, and we want to get past 71 wins. We want to be in the 80s and possibly compete for a wild card. And this is what Mike Rizzo said yesterday.
Currently constructed, you've got some exciting young players, but I think it's time, and you said it in a quote, that it's time to augment it, spend a little bit money, surround it with some veteran presence. Are you able to do that here? Are you kicking the tires on a bunch of guys?
Yeah, we've talked to a lot of people about a lot of good players, and we do. We need some veteran presence, not only to help us in the clubhouse, but to lengthen that lineup and take a little pressure off the young kids in the lineup. Get us some guys with a little power. We were second from last in home runs last year. We were at the bottom of the barrel in slug. So we need more power. We need to put some crooked numbers up a little easier than getting four or five hits, and kind of couple that and marry that with the aggressiveness we are in the bases. And I think we led the baseball in stolen bases, and we feel good about where we're at, but we have to keep moving forward. We see the light at the end of the tunnel, but now's not the time to hit the brakes, just to hit the gas.
Do you trust Riz?
That's what I like the best.
Love
part.
To hear that.
That's the best part, because Nats fans, it's been a dry time, right?
The payroll's gone way down over the last few years.
Yeah, we're ready.
It's not
now.
What you're accustomed to.
The fans are ready. Let's put a product that everyone feels like is going to be a little bit more competitive.
Correct.
And get closer.
Yes.
Can't just be like the Wizards.
You can't just have the youngest team out there. You can't win games and get to the playoffs just by stealing bases. You got to score runs.
Yeah.
And Riz knows that, but Nats fans want to see this team compete and not finish last and win 70 games. They want to see a team that's competing into September.
It kind of sucks because you didn't get to have, it's incredible that they won. I'll never forget it. Like, none of us will ever forget that run and Davey and one game at a time. And what was it, 19 and 30, 31, whatever the start was.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of sucks because afterwards, all the COVID, crap and the shortened season and then blowing up the team. You never really got, to maybe capitalize on that.
Well, they didn't get to bask in the afterglow of the World Series win. It was
that's what I mean.
Abbreviated.
It was kind of abbreviated. You didn't get to really flex after, maybe go on another run. I was an older team, but still.
Yeah. And then they started trading all the big
names.
Yeah, and
now it's just been kind of Poopyville. Just waiting for the young guys.
Correct.
So, I'm ready.
And some of these young guys look like they're going to be really good.
Mm-hmm.
But we have no idea how much they're going to progress. We have no idea. You kind of know what the veterans that are free agents have done.
Has anybody signed Patrick Corbin yet, Cakes?
I would imagine his phone probably isn't ringing off the hook.
Yeah.
If I had to guess.
Yeah. He'll find a spot, though. He actually pitched a little bit better towards the end.
So we'll see what he does in the next two or three days. I would think that a lot of these names are going to start getting plucked pretty soon. Starting to see some of these.
If you had to give me, I want you to be, I want you to do something you don't like to do. Go out on a limb. All right? I want you to go out on a limb, and I want you to tell me who you think is they might target and reasonably bring in.
Well, I don't know what they would cost. So I have no idea what these.
I know, but I'm asking you to be ignorant.
I mean, if they could go out and get a Pete Alonso to play first base and hit 40 home runs a year, I'm going to get him.
Okay, so you like
Alex
Pete
Bregman
Alonso.
Would be great, but he doesn't hit for the power that a Pete Alonso does. He's probably going to cost you more money.
Who do you think makes sense for them? Both those guys?
Alonso or a Christian Walker at first base. Maybe a Santander at third base. I don't know. I mean, you got to go out and get guys who are proven. And
Mike Rizzo said as much in that quote.
Rizzo basically said, all right, we're talking to people. We want to go. Mm-hmm. Step on the gas and sign some big-time free agents. I don't know if they're looking for outfielders because, you got Wood and Cruz and Jacob Young, but maybe they are looking for a power-hitting outfielder. Maybe they are. Maybe they're looking for a Teoscar Hernandez. Hmm. But I would think a power hitting first baseman should be front and center.
Priority. Okay, good.
All right, coming up next, we'll talk NFL with Ben Vallin, national NFL writer for the Boston Globe. He'll join us next here on The Fan. Coming up in just about an hour at 9:45, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see the Wizards Thursday, December 19th, as they take on Charlotte. The first 10,000 fans in attendance get a Wizards quilted bucket hat. I believe we will be attending that game the night before our holiday show at MGM National Harbor the following morning. That's Friday, December 20th. That's coming.
That's next
week. Right
around
the corner.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll give those tickets away in about an hour. But joining us right now is Ben Vallin, national NFL writer for the Boston Globe. Ben, good morning.
Good morning, junkies from Dallas, Texas, site of the NFL owners' meetings today.
Very nice.
Oh, nice.
What swanky locale?
It's 15 minutes up. It's about 15 minutes up the road from where the baseball winter meetings are being held.
Okay.
It's at the Ritz-Carlton Las Colinas here in Irving, Texas.
Fancy.
A home game for Jerry Jones today.
Get to crash in said hotel, or do you have to stay at like the Comfort Inn nearby?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever attended an owner's meeting where I actually get to stay in the hotel.
Right.
My company's budget is not that large, unfortunately, but I still have nice accommodations.
What's front and center at the owners' meetings right now?
There's not a ton of hot-button issues, which actually means they're probably debating something like really serious behind the scenes. But it's they do these quarterly meetings. This is the annual winter one. It's their labor seminar where they get they start preparing the GMs for free agency about to hit. And several teams are selling off a chunk of their teams to private equity, basically to use their teams as an ATM machine. I saw that the Bills are selling off like 20% of their team, and it's just like $500 million cash right away for the owner, you know, as the cost start to overrun on their stadium project. So now that the NFL in the last year has allowed these private equity firms to get into ownership but not have any say with these teams, it's basically turned these teams into an ATM machine with free cash for the owners.
So, Ben, can you give us any insight on the latest as far as Bill Belichick possibly heading to UNC? I mean, is this a negotiating ploy to use as he tries to get back in the NFL? Is this a serious overture from Carolina? Would he seriously consider that job? What's the latest there?
So I wish I had some great insight, but I'm kind of with you. I really don't know how to read this one yet, because there does seem to be a lot of momentum for the union to happen. But, you know, like every day there's updates, and Belichick's coming out with his 400-page plan on how he would turn UNC into a professional program, and it sounds like he's already recruiting for them. At the same time, man, I'm not the only one who said this. I mean, Tom Brady and Julian Edelman were like, we could never see Bill Belichick coaching in college. And it does feel like both sides are kind of using each other. Whereas for Belichick, it gets his name out into the news cycle, and he's already kind of dominating the conversation. And this lets NFL owners know, hey, if you want me, you know, it's time to start contacting me, because I'm now having other opportunities. And for UNC, it's like, oh, my goodness, Bill Belichick's involved. Maybe this isn't such a bad job. So I really can't get a read yet on whether each side is using each other. All I can say is the only reason for Belichick to take this job is if he is absolutely convinced that he's not going to get an NFL job this year. And that may be where he's at right now. He's 72 years old, didn't get much interest last year on the market, and you know, is a guy who, despite all his accolades, is famously difficult to work with. So I just don't know if the NFL opportunities are going to be there for him. But I wouldn't, if I were him, why would you take the UNC opportunity before exhausting everything else? So, you know, today is probably the day where we get the white smoke from the tower, you know, either way. Mm-hmm. And I'm fascinated to see how this thing ends up, too, because I can't get a read on whether this is truly genuine interest or whether both sides are just using each other right now.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was watching Pete Thamel yesterday talk about it, and he seemed to think that the discussions were more serious than just, you know, quick phone call, you know, just are you interested in the job? I don't, you know, they obviously haven't come down to negotiations and haven't ironed out a contract, but he seemed to think that that was pretty serious, mainly because of what you just said, that Belichick kind of knows that he's kind of dried up at the possible NFL coaching possibilities or openings. We don't know all the openings yet, but if he knows he's probably not going to get a job in the NFL but really wants to coach, I guess it makes sense from his standpoint. I don't know if it makes sense from North Carolina's because he's never dealt with the portal and all that stuff. But he has run a team, and now colleges are hiring GMs. They're kind of like little professional teams. They're going to have salary caps. Well, not salary caps, but they're going to have money based on revenue. 22% of the revenue from a school is going to go towards the athletic program. So it's going to be kind of a mini NFL team where he's going to run, and he's run it before. So maybe it does make sense for Belichick to step into the college ranks.
Well, I'll say this. You're going to hear a lot. If Belichick does take this job, and even with his name being popped up already, you're hearing this a lot from, you know, his friends like Michael Lombardi, like, oh, he just wants to coach. He doesn't care what level it's at. He just wants to coach.
Mm-hmm.
That's not totally true. He wants to coach on his terms. He wants to have the full control
right.
and the full power. And a program like UNC might be the only type of program that's willing to give it to him. I mean, if you're UNC, it's kind of like, what do you have to lose? You're not a blue blood program by any stretch. They've had one 10-win season in the last 25 years, haven't won a conference title since 1980.
Yeah.
So Belichick puts them on the map for sure, and it is kind of the wow hire. But yeah, I think he's going to absolutely hate coaching college too. I mean, you have all these restrictions on how much you can practice each week. You're dealing, he already hated dealing with like 22 and 23 year olds who didn't study film. Wait till he gets 18 and 19 year olds who really don't study film and don't do what they're told and come into his office asking for another $50,000. Like the whole thing just, it doesn't seem like a good fit, but if he wants to coach and he wants to do it on his terms,
mm-hmm.
UNC might be the only type of program that would do it. I mean, if he really just wanted to coach, I mean, Kyle Shanahan offered him a job to go be with the Niners defense this year, and he could take a role like Tom Moore, the longtime offensive coach who's kind of an overseer for the Bucs for years and years and years. I mean, if it was just about the coaching, he would take something like that and stay in the NFL. I think it's really about he wants to coach on his terms and still have, you know, full power.
Ben, hard to believe that week 15 of the NFL starts tomorrow, and there's a good one Thursday night. Rams go visit the 49ers in what looks to be a playoff elimination game. Rams are 7-6. Niners are trying to hang on at 6-7. They suffer another running back injury as Garendo sprains his foot toward the end of that game. That Rams offense looks really capable now with Nacua hooking up with Stafford. Like, they're humming. Kyren Williams is scoring basically every week. Should be the rare, fun Thursday night primetime game.
Yeah, although last week was a great game, too.
Last week was
Lions
good.
And Packers. So mm-hmm. props to the NFL for actually giving good games on the Thursday night slate. I might push back with you a little bit on the elimination game. I'm not looking at the standings right now, but aren't the Rams 7-6 and aren't the Commanders 8-5?
So, correct.
Yes.
Yeah, so they're just one game out of the final wild card spot. And with all due respect to the Commanders, they had a good win last week, but they have been heading in the wrong direction over the last month. So even if the Rams lose tonight, I still think they're going to keep the pressure on the Commanders for that final wild card spot. Now the Commanders, I don't know their schedule off the top of my head. I assume they get the Giants or the Cowboys in the final 4 weeks, so that will help the Commanders as they try to seal a playoff spot.
Even though they just lost to the Cowboys,
they close with the Cowboys. That's our final game of the season.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So that should help them, you would think, in week 18. But, the Rams are hot, but they're also they've been up and down for the last, like, 2 months. They've had a hard time stringing wins together. And Kyle Shanahan has kind of owned Sean McVay over the years. He dominates that series. So it will be an entertaining game tonight, but I don't think the Rams are eliminated if they lose.
Bills-Lions. This week, 4:25 game in Detroit. Of course, Detroit's trying to hold off the Eagles for that number one seed. The Bills, they got a kind of an uphill climb if they want to get the one seed, even though they have the tiebreaker on the Chiefs. But just gave up 44 to the Rams. Now they got to play in Detroit. Your thoughts on this matchup?
It's a great, great matchup. Potential Super Bowl matchup. Frankly, I think it's the Super Bowl matchup that anyone with half of a heart should root for. I mean, who wants to see the Chiefs or Eagles again? Like, let's see the Bills and the Lions. and have those fans take over New Orleans for a week. Before I get into this matchup, I mean, what is the NFL doing this week, scheduling all these great games at 425? I'll be stuck watching the Patriots and Cardinals at 425, which means that people in Boston won't get to see Lions, Bills. They scheduled Eagles, Packers, or Eagles,
Steelers, yeah.
Eagles, Steelers at the same time. And even the Chargers and Bucks, I think, play at 425.
They do.
Yep.
On Sunday. So, yeah, you like never, you know, you usually there's only like two games at 4 o'clock and you're stuck watching the national game. Now, all of a sudden, they have all these premier matchups that are all going to be buried on regional TV at 425 on Sunday. So, come on, NFL, you got to flex a little better. But this is a huge spot for the Bills. They have to, first of all, they're two games behind the Chiefs with four to play. So, if they don't want to have to go to Kansas City in the playoffs, I mean, the Bills are going to have to win out here and hope that the Chiefs lose a couple times. So big, big spot for the Bills, and not only for the number one seed, but I think Sean McDermott, after the way that Rams game ended last week, I think Sean McDermott now has something to prove. You know, can he shore up his defense? And, man, once again, his game management, clock management at the end of the game was just horrendous. The Bills had nine players on the field for the final punt and didn't even have anyone back to return it. Just, you know, brutal things for a team that considers itself a Super Bowl contender. So, the Bills have been thriving up until last week, but it all came crashing down a little bit. So I want to see how the Bills respond. And I want to see if the Lions, you know, still have the guts in the fourth quarter. I mean, I can't believe they keep pulling out some of these games and haven't hit a real roadblock yet since, I think, losing in week two. So the Lions might want to lose a game here in the regular season just to, like, you know, get it out of their way and have something to focus on for the playoffs. But, I mean, Bills-Lions, I think definitely a big spot here for the Bills and Sean McDermott to prove that last week was just a fluke.
How much would I have to pay you to go see the Jets-Jags?
No.
I mean, I've seen Patriots-Jags, Patriots-Titans. I've seen some games this year that'll make your eyeballs bleed. So
you see some dogs. Jets-Jags,
hey, but at least you're watching Drake May each week.
True. Drake May definitely is like the one interesting thing about this team, and they don't win. He only has one win as a quarterback. But
right.
He does keep it fun and interesting. That definitely has. But yeah, watching Mac Jones against Aaron Rodgers this week, like, oh,
yuck.
You could pay me. I'll take it if you want to pay me.
Okay, all right.
We'll negotiate.
Hey, you can go down to Jacksonville and enjoy the sun.
Sure.
All right, man.
Ben, thanks for the time, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thanks so much, guys.
That's Ben Vallin, national NFL writer for the Boston Globe. Don't forget, coming up at 9:45, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see the Wizards take on Charlotte on December 19th, so keep listening. And when we come back, we'll do EB's entertainment page next.